Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 16th of October edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products, and we do have one update. It's holiday related. All right, so let's start with our update and our holiday stuff. So we've got information on the MAC holiday collection. This is called the Frosted Firework Collection. Okay, so what we've got are the Flashing Ice Extra Dimension Skin Finish Trio. It comes in light and gold. So these are three pan palettes of the Extra Dimension Skin Finishes. Then we have lipsticks. These come in Ice Ice Baby, which is a frost finish. That's a blue pink with pearl. Sounds revolting. We have Snow Filter. That's a luster. It's a dark rosy pink. Out With a Bang is an amplified finish. It's a deep, rich burgundy. Heart Goes Boom is a matte. It's a fuchsia. Once Bitten Ice Shy is a luster. It's a sheer white with pearl. Also sounds disgusting.
Gag.
There's... Yeah, exactly. There's five lip glosses. I'm not going to go through all of the colors. The pictures are on the screen. Check it out if you want. There's Extra Dimension Skin Finish. These are like the single standard size pans. It comes in two shades. We've got Flare for the Dramatic, which is a warm golden bronze, and Let It Glow, which is a frosty white.
Oh my god.
I know. There's an Extra Dimension Foil Eyeshadow in five shades. There's Sparktacular. It's a sheer nude. Firework the Room is a metallic red. If that's actually red, I'm buying it. But it probably won't be.
It looks fairly red in the photos, though. But, you know, it could be, yeah, it could does, be more burgundy.
Silver Bells is a metallic silver. Explosive Chemistry is a pink. And Cooler Than Being Cool is a white with multicolored pearl. That sounds like it could be nice. There's a PowerPoint Eye Pencil. This comes in three shades. You've got Dark Spark and Bitter in Glitter. So it's a black with pearl and a brown with multicolored pearl. Short Fuse and Be Cool BB is purple with multicolored pearl and a bright white with pearl. Then we have Zenith and Can You Chill, which is a gunmetal and a navy blue with large particle pearl. Ooh. Why would you have large particles of pearl in an eye pencil? Anyway,
you wouldn't.
So that's sort of the individual stuff that we've seen so far. And then we have stacks of packs and stuff. So we've got the Firework It Lip Kit in blush. So this contains a lipstick, a lip gloss, and a lip liner. We also have a Firework It Lip Kit in berry, which contains a lipstick, a lip gloss, and a lip liner. We have the Fireworked Like a Charm mini lip gloss pack in pink. So that contains three mini lip glosses in pink shades. And then there's also one in neutral. Oh my god, I'm struggling to like say words. Then we have the Showstopper Powder Kiss Lipstick Kit. So this contains five Powder Kiss lipsticks. I think they might be minis. I'm not sure. There is the Surefire Hit Mini Lipstick Vault. This contains a whole bunch of mini lipsticks. I don't know how many. I'm not going to count them. There's 12. A Firelit Kit in 12. There we go. Firelit Kit in Champagne and the Firelit Kit in Gold. Then there's the Sparkler Starter Kit, which contains brushes and the Advent Calendar. This is all available now at MAC Cosmetics UK and Selfridges. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, and it looks very typical of what we've seen MAC do in the past, like mini lipstick kits, the sort of highlighter trios, advent calendar. Strange though, because last year's advent calendar didn't sell out, and we actually saw it in the corporate store on sale like months and months and months later. So I don't understand what they're doing. The one thing that really gets me, which is slightly different to what they've brought out previously, is the Powder Kiss lipstick kit, because I've heard great things about that formula and I've been wanting to try it. If the price is all right, I like sort of 4 out of the 5 colors, so I'd probably be interested in picking that up. Where's the purple packaging that we saw a sneak peek of?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's got to be a completely different collection.
Yeah.
Maybe like a round two of holiday collection. I don't know. The thing is, we can see with the, like, the lipstick mini vault thing and, like, the bags and stuff, they've got that sort of crushed foil tinsel-y look.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting to see that packaging come from somewhere, but we're not seeing it. Maybe it's going to be like a New Year's collection or
Could be. I don't know.
All
right. We've seen a little sort of, well, one photo of the Sigma holiday collection. We saw this because they were doing a giveaway on their Instagram account. So we don't have many photos. So apologies if it's pretty boring to watch. But this collection launches on the 13th of October. So hopefully when I'm editing this, I'll have more photos. But this is the Rendezvous holiday collection. It contains the Essential Trio Brush Set, the Petite Perfection Brush Set, the Rendezvous Eyeshadow Palette, the Beloved Mini Lip Set, the Rose Glow Cheek Duo, and the Rendezvous Makeup Collection. So it looks really blush-toned nude. Like, the eyeshadow palette has 6 shades. It looks like maybe 2 of those, maybe 3 of those are matte, but they're all sort of like blushy champagne shades. The cheek duo is a sort of a rosy blush with a champagne highlighter, so very, very white girl friendly. And then there's a few brush packs. Yeah, again, my theory carrying over from last week that brands are just bringing out bland shit for 2020 because it's a write-off.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
All right, so we've seen stuff from Tarte as well. They have a lot of like pack related things. Again, brands are doing these packs. So we've got the Tartlet Give Gift Get Amazonian Clay Eyeshadow Wardrobe. So this actually contains 3 9 pan palettes. You can't buy these individually.
Yeah, it's got mini versions of some of their bigger palettes. It's the Tartlet Lil Bloom, the Tartlet Lil Toasted, and the Tartlet Lil Juicy. And yeah, right. Like you said, you can only get these in the trio. There's also the Blush Authority Amazonian Clay Cheek Wardrobe. So they usually do sort of a big blush pack every year. This one, there are 3 trios. Some of them contain highlighters, some of them don't. And again, you can only buy these trios in the pack. So
a pack.
3 lots of trios. The rest that we've seen is pretty much just stuff regurgitated. There's, you can get a Shape Tape concealer with a mini mascara. You can get the Toasted eyeshadow palette, the full size with a mascara. You can get mini things. There's so much crap here. Like, not crap, bundles. Yeah. 3 mascara only packs. 2 of them have full size mascaras, 3 mascaras in each pack, and 1 has minis. So that they've just got so many. No, they've got more mascara packs. More than that.
They've got even more.
Packs are on the screen. It is, you know, if you want the value, you can go for it. But the main things that they have brought out, like we said, are those 9 pan palettes and the cheek trios. The thing that really irks me about this is I really love the Tartlet Lil Bloom, the sort of cooler toned nude palette, but I don't want the other two. So it really sucks that you have to spend, you know, quite a bit of money to buy all 3 when in reality you might only want to buy one. And same goes for the cheek trios. I would love one of those. I don't need three, but that's probably the standout things from the Tarte collection this year.
Okay, the last holiday collection we have here is actually from Zoeva. So this is called the Share Your Radiance collection, and it consists of an eyeshadow palette, a brush vault. There's also three little sets with their multi-use face powder. So these basically come with a multi-use face powder, a brush to apply it, and a lip gloss. Then there is the 104 buffer brush, the 106 powder brush, and the 228 luxe crease brush. I'm not sure if they are new or if they're just promoting them as part of their holiday collection. But it's all available now at Zoeva Cosmetics.
Yeah, and the brush handles are different colored. Like, it's a burgundy color with a burgundy, rose gold ferrules. That brush vault is massive.
It's huge. I think it's their whole range.
If it's a good price, might be a good pickup.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I don't mind Zoeva brushes. They're all right.
All right. That's holiday this week done and dusted. So let's get on to the new products, the random products. The first thing we've seen, a few new launches from Beauty Bay. So this is the Beauty Bay brand. There's two palettes and a liquid eyeshadow trio. So the first palette is actually more of a, it looks like a Halloween sort of palette. It doesn't look Halloween. The vibe or the theme of it sounds a bit Halloween. It's called Book of Magic palette. This is going to be in Australian dollars because that's what I could see, but it was 27 Australian dollars. It features 20 ultra pigmented enchanted hues for you to mix together to craft powerful makeup potions. Sure. It features velvet soft mattes, vibrant shimmers, and next level duochromes, all in the iconic Beauty Bay formula. So that's the first palette. Then we've also seen what they consider their like autumn palette. This is the Sunset Horizons palette, also 27 Australian dollars. It contains 20 shades of eyeshadow inspired by contrasting hues of an autumn sunset with deep purples, bright oranges, and creamy shimmers. Again, all in the iconic formula. And then we also have the Liquid Crystal Eyeshadow Trio in Polaris. And this is, again, 27 Australian dollars, and it contains three new shades of liquid crystal sort of eyeshadows. This is a limited edition trio, by the way, as well. So they're all blues and sort of silvery colors.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to buy these.
Look, the Magic palette, I think it's got some nice sort of softer tones of color. Like, if you're really into these cooler toned, sort of more pastel-y vibe, that you could create.
It's very blue heavy, though.
It is.
The way it looks in the palette and the way it looks on the skin with their swatches, I'm like, I don't even know what is this?
Yeah, I think some of the greens in the pan are translating on the skin very blue. This sunset one's a bit weird. It's got like two really warm rows and then like a really cool row and browns. But, you know, if that's how, I don't interpret this as autumn, but if you do.
No.
There you go. It's got a lot of greys and yellows.
Okay, we have some new lip products from Charlotte Tilbury. So it looks like, these are actually for holiday season.
Oops,
look, Charlotte, if you don't just release your holiday shit all at once and make it obvious, you go where we make you go in the episode.
True.
So these are limited edition 90s inspired lipstick shades. They're inspired by the iconic supermodel era, which is, look, I don't hate it. Go on.
I like all these shades, to be fair. So
yeah, I don't mind them. Yeah. So we have the Matte Revolution in Super U, which is a warm peachy nude. And then we have two shades of K-I-S-S-I-N-G in Super Nude, which is Cool Nude Beige, and Super Starlet, which is a red wine. They're all available now at Charlotte Tilbury Makeup. They're $34. These kissing lips, I think I want that nude shade, but I don't want to make an order just for that.
I know. It's a nice cool tone shade.
Yeah, they're definitely really pretty. I think people are going to be into these. There we go.
And they've got collectible bejeweled cases.
Oh, riveting.
Riveting.
I gotta get me those Demontes on my lipstick.
It's what I live for.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a new release coming soon from Chi Chi Cosmetics. So this is an Australian brand. So they're pretty well known for being, I would say, Australia's version of like NYX, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, sort of that sort of price point, that sort of quality, I guess. And they're bringing out a Super Nudes palette. So this is the superhero of nude palettes. And it hasn't launched just yet, but it's launching very, very soon. Probably by the time you're watching this, it's probably launched. It's got 32 shades ranging from mauve nudes, blush nudes, cool nudes, peach nudes, warm golden nudes, and all the way to deep and smoky nudes. It's got different textures. There's mattes, shimmers, metallics, toppers, light reflecting duochromes, and 4 glamorous pressed glitters. It's vegan and cruelty-free, and it is going to retail for $49. Now, Chi Chi bring out so many nude palettes and so many rainbow palettes. Look, this is a big nude palette that not everyone needs, but I really like the layout.
I do. I want it.
I want it too.
I might buy it.
Yeah, there's something about it.
I fucking love it.
They've done it well. I know.
I love it. I love this. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I think I saw them post this. It was like late Sunday night or something. And straight away I'm like, I'm reposting it because it's interesting. Yeah, I love that there's sort of like 3 columns of like those mauvey shades. And then you've got a few columns of the more neutral, warm shades. And then you've got the smoky browns. I love the smoky browns.
Yeah. I wish there wasn't a black in it because black's not nude. But they have like everything else in this palette is nude. It's super nude.
Yeah.
But Chi Chi, you fucking dropped the ball putting a black in there. You don't need that in there. You just need to put in the darkest possible brown you can create.
They do have some dark browns in there though. So, you know,
you've got
32 shades. And I think these are new shades as well from what I recall. But look, you can chuck in one black if you're going to have 31 other beautiful shades.
Yeah, but I'll never use it.
No, it's fair. But I love the layout of this. I don't need a big nude palette in my life, but like you, I would welcome this in my life. I think they've done a really good job.
If I see this in store and I like it in person, I'd buy it.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait for Maya, Boxing Day
End
sales.
End of year sale. Yeah, yeah.
Because they often have
you
know, 20 or 30 or 40% off Chi Chi. And I'm going to be like, yoink, thank you very much.
Yoink, Super Nudes, I'll take that. Mine. Thank you.
Yeah, I think they've done a great job.
All right, we have another nude collection. It's taupe. This is from ColourPop. So essentially what we have here is the That's Taupe palette. There's a Snake Eyes Super Shock Duo with the shades Kush and Ritz. The Super Shock highlighters in shades Seismic and Out of Quartz. There's Ultra Glossy Lips in Queen, Cobra and Rattler. And then there are Lippy Pencils in Cool, BFF and Ashton, plus a Mini Rose Glow Oil. I don't hate this. This is quite a nice...
I love this. I think this is really beautiful.
...selection. Yeah. I do think it looks similar to what some of the stuff they've done recently, though.
See, I would say yes, but if you scroll over to a photo that I'll have on the screen now, it is compared to Nude Mood and Going Coconuts, which I have heard a lot of people compare this palette to. But once you see it, like, next to it, you realize how warm-toned Nude Mood is and how neutral-toned Going Coconuts is, and compared to those... This is legitimately cool toned. These are
cool
more taupes, not you know, oranges. And if you're like me and you've been wanting more cool toned nudes in palettes, you will see the difference. You'll be like, yes, finally, this is what I've been after. Especially going into the cooler weather in like the US and the Northern Hemisphere, this is going to be such a good nude palette. And they didn't have anything else in their range like this, unless it was very, very gray or very, very purple toned. So I think this is gorgeous. I think it's very different to what they do have, and this is what they were missing. So I'm really glad to see it. You know, it's not going to be for everyone. If this is not your tone, you're going to find this boring as fuck. But this is how much I like this. Okay, I don't love ColourPop formula, and people are going to crucify me for that. But I like this palette, like the shades in there, much more than the Natasha Denona, what was that? Glam,
yeah.
Yeah, so I sort of wanted the glam palette for the cooler tone shadows, but this is cheaper, it's more condensed, and I would prefer to try this. The thing I want to point out, though, is one of the Super Shock shadows is actually a repackaged one from, what's her name, Laura Lee, when she did that No Kill LA collection. Okay. I actually own it, so Ritz, I actually own it. It's one of my favorite Super Shock shadows, though. It's like a beige...
Yeah.
Base with a beautiful cool tone shimmer. This would go so well with this palette. So I think this is a great collection. I think it's about bloody time they've been bringing back cooler tone nudes and taupes. So I love it.
We have a new release from Fenty Skin here. This is the Instant Reset Overnight Recovery Gel Cream, and it is launching on October 20th. So this is, okay, it contains Kalahari melon oil, so that's supposed to help deeply hydrate, and it's rich in antioxidants and vitamins, hyaluronic acid and aloe soothes, conditions and hydrates, niacinamide helps reduce the look of dark spots and creates an even skin tone, and baobab is an African tree that bears nutrient-rich superfruit. It's deeply hydrating. This is interesting. The packaging in the lid, it's got a little flip top bit that has like a scoop in it. I think that is so fucking clever. You've actually got somewhere to store that away without having, because like a lot of Korean brands do this. They have a cream with a scoop, but essentially when you take the lid off, you've got the scoop and then another little flap that you have to take off. You've got to put that down, and like there's a lot of touching and annoying flat shit going on with that sort of packaging, but this is really clever. I like this. One thing that I do think is interesting, it does not look like there is much cream in that tub.
Yeah, it really looks like a really shallow tub, doesn't it?
It does,
it almost looks like, unless it's really wide, but I can't imagine it being
it
super
could be.
Wide.
It could be, like, I mean, it could be fucking huge. Who knows? But I like the packaging, and it makes me want to try it simply because of that packaging.
I feel like when we first talked about Fenty Skin, that was the same thing you said, was like, I don't really care about the products, but I like the packaging. The packaging looks cool.
Yeah.
So they're doing something smart with bringing out sort of enticing-looking packaging, because, you know, people that might not care for the moisturizer might go, hang on, that scoop in the flap is a really smart
idea. It looks interesting, yeah.
Yeah, because I do. I've got those little scoop things just floating around my bathroom everywhere.
Yep.
And you end up
Same.
Not using them or losing them. So I think that's really smart. Look, everyone who owns a makeup brand these days seem to be bringing out a side skincare brand. It's like all the rage this year. All right, we've got a new collaboration with Hip Dot. So was it the last one we saw? What was that?
It was SpongeBob.
Kesha.
Glitter.
And Kesha.
Well. Kesha, that's right. Yeah,
Kesha,
yeah.
SpongeBob. So they're doing all the sort of random collabs. And this one is even more random. All right, so this collaboration is with Tapatio Hot Sauce. So, yeah, it's just as random as, I suppose, any food makeup products, really, which was, you know, all of 2019, why not have a hot sauce collection as well? So this collection is limited edition. We've got two eyeshadow palettes. They're $14 each, which is not bad, but they are only 6 pans, so they're pretty small. We've also got pepper infused lip gloss set, $24. This set contains 5 lip glosses. They're actually very cute because they're in the shape of the bottle, which I think is...
They are cute.
It's very novel, very cute. They've got the Tapatio Drip Sponge, so it's supposed to look like a hot sauce drip. It's $10. And then there's a collector's box, which also comes with a mini bottle of the hot sauce. So that's $72. Does the world need this? Probably not. But if you are a big fan of hot sauce, and particularly this brand, which I've personally never heard of, your worlds are colliding, this is your time to...
Yes. Well,
these swatches drive me bananas.
I just... look, I can't handle I think them. This is really cute, but I don't... My world doesn't need this crap. I don't care for it.
Look, only because I've never heard of the brand and I don't really care for hot sauce, but the lip glosses are very, very cute. I can see that selling out really fast. The rest of it is just like, it's makeup for the sake of makeup. But
it's just stuff. Then again,
if there was like a Vegemite collection, I would go nuts for it. So, you know, it's got to be the right audience and we're not the right audience. So that's fine.
But no.
There you go. Are you a hot sauce fan?
No. Okay, let's talk about Huda. We have some stick foundations. So these are the faux filter stick foundations. They're saying it's a lighter version of their OG foundation. Comes in 39 shades and it's fragrance-free, transfer-proof, waterproof, and non-comedogenic. So these are going to retail for $39 each and they launch on the 21st of October at Huda Beauty and Sephora. Along with these foundations, they're also launching the Water Jelly Hydrating Primer. This is $33 and the Build and Buff Foundation Brush, again, $33.
Look, this is just an expansion of what she's already brought out. I think it's probably a smart move because not everyone wears stick foundations. Look, I can tell you, after having a baby, stick products are so much easier because you can just chuck them on and blend them out. You can do your makeup really, really fast, which I appreciate. But I think when the sort of Instaglam thing was happening, her foundation was very, very popular because it's like house paint for your face.
Yes,
so it's a smart move to bring out something that's a little bit lighter and more everyday friendly because, you know, 2020, not everyone is wanting to put on like really heavy makeup, but also the trends have changed and that Instaglam makeup is no longer something that people strive to achieve. So it's smart that she's bringing out something different. And the shade range looks fairly good. You know, she could definitely expand on it, but there seems to be some nice undertones and different depths in the range as well. All right, we've seen a new release from Kimchi Chic. Another week, another Kimchi Chic release. We actually saw this last week, but we hadn't seen it all, so we didn't talk about it, but, you know, it's happening every week almost. This is sort of an expansion of... They brought out the dual highlighters just 2 weeks ago, and now they've got the double-sided blushes. They also did a giveaway, and you can see in this photo that they've got the purple shiny compact, which was the highlighters, the pink shiny compact, which are the new blushes, and a sort of what looks like a matte pink compact, which I'm going to presume will be bronzers or contour powders. But that's probably going to be the next thing that we see. So these have already launched. They come in 6 shades and they're $15 each. So you can see they do have different finishes. Like some of it's really strange. Some of them have like they're all shimmer and others are all matte. I would have liked to have seen sort of half shimmer, half a matte. Split. Yeah, but there are some nice shades there. So there we go.
We've seen a new collection from KKW Beauty. So this is the Opalescent collection. So it's in celebration of Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday and it's inspired by her birthstone, the opal. So this consists of semi-matte liquid lipsticks in 8 shades and a 10-pan pressed powder palette. There's also an opalescent lip gloss and 2 new shades of their lip liner. So the palette retails for $45. The semi-matte liquid lipsticks are $22 each. The birthstone gloss is $20. Then we have the opalescent lip liner, which is $12. Like I said, that comes in two shades. You can buy the whole collection for $250. This collection launches on the 21st of October at 10:46 a.m. Pacific really? Time. That'll be her birth time, I betcha.
Yeah, that would have been her birth time.
You know what you can do now? You can take all of that information and do her birth chart, find out what she's really like.
Yes, good point. Someone do that and let us know in the comments. I actually don't hate this collection.
Fair.
It's got a whole bunch of nudes, which I like. And then it's got that electric purple, which is like my favorite color of purple, which actually works really beautifully to smoke out nudes. And then you have some more mauvey sort of pinky shades that, you know, work with it all. The shades of the liquid lipsticks, I love the nudes. I love the bright orangey color and I love the bright pink. So these are sort of my color stories. So I sort of dig it, but it's not going to be enough for me to shell out any money
purchase
on it. No, yeah. Absolutely not. But it does look fun. Okay, we've seen a new product from Linda Hallberg. We saw a new release just last week. I did want to update that just really quickly though, because we talked about that just as it was just shown. We hadn't actually seen many lip swatch videos or whatnot. These are actually like transfer proof vinyl lip products.
Oh, so, yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, so if you let them set, similar to, I'm going to talk about my favorite lip stains that I always do, the Tony Moly Shocking Lip Stains. They're a sort of similar thing where you put it on, it's got a glossy finish, but it's sort of, once it sets, the color sets on the lip and then there's like a gloss over the top. It's a strange formula, but I'll have on the screen Linda swatching these on her lips and doing the kiss test, and you'll see that they barely transfer. It's only the gloss that really comes off, which is really cool. So
interesting.
They sound like cool lip products. I think they're more intrigued by them now. So this week we've seen a new addition to the Interstellar liquid eyeshadow range. So she brought out one shade of this. It was either at the start of the year or sometime last year. It was like a cool toned gold sort of sparkly liquid eyeshadow, and now we've got two new shades. There's Multichrome and Supernova. So one is sort of an iridescent white that shifts, looks like it shifts pink to blue, and then we have your sort of typical Multichrome metallic eyeshadow that shifts, looks like green to purple to maybe a bronzy red color. So yeah, we've seen a lot of brands bring this out recently. They're very pretty. They don't all work as well as we want them to. But I'd be interested to see how these go.
Yeah, Supernova is really pretty. On the deep skin, it just looks magical. Yeah. I love that.
It's gorgeous. The way
that her skin tone brings out the blue in it, absolutely stunning.
All right, we've seen a new shade released from Maybelline in their Superstay Matte Ink Liquid Lipstick formula. So it seems like this is a limited edition, maybe Halloween release, but so many people are asking for this to become permanent because I'm surprised at the reaction to this. So it is called Thrill Seeker and it's a midnight black shade. It's supposed to easily coat your lips with one stroke for a matte finish that will last 16 hours. It's now available in the US for $7.99. And yeah, so many people love this formula and are dying for the black and they want it permanent. So I'm really curious to see if this is going to be a new market for Maybelline, if they can keep this permanent and they've just like delved into like people that love black lips. It'd be really interesting. But there you go.
Okay, Nude Sticks has created a sister brand and it's called Nude Skin, and it's skincare. But apparently it's not in tins. Thank fuck.
Oh my God.
So, I know, right? So they're saying it is your new four-step, simple, multitasking, vegan-powered regimen. Every single one of our Nude Skin products have been formulated to multitask with dermatologist-approved good-for-skin ingredients to cleanse, exfoliate, tone, and moisturize your skin for a healthy boost of nude, fresh-faced beauty. So, the products are vegan, gluten-free, cruelty-free, powered by high-performance botanical extracts, and free of sulfates, synthetic fragrances, and parabens. The collection includes the Citrus Clean Balm and Makeup Melt, the Gentle Hydra Gel Face Cleanser, Lemon Aid Detox and Glow Micro Peel, the 5% Citrus Fruit and Glycolic Acid Glow Toner, and the Citrus Sea Mask and Daily Moisturizer. It's all available now at Nudestix and Ulta Beauty. And Nudestix ships internationally to US, Canada, UK, Mexico, Australia, Singapore, South Korea, and Japan. So it looks like they'll be keeping it on their website for now.
Look, I normally don't really care about makeup brands bringing out skincare, but the ingredients they have just make me want to smear this on my face. So
yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Like the toner, for example, grapefruit, lime, I think it says lemon, apple, and orange.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it just sounds like it's something I want to put on my face.
Yeah.
The Citrus Clean Balm and Makeup Melt, orange, apple, and rose hip. Oh, sounds great.
The mask and moisturizer has yuzu and turmeric in it.
Yes. Yeah. Yuzu. Anything yuzu?
I knew you'd say that.
All right, we've got another Halloween release. This is from P. Louise, whose main sort of popular product is their eyeshadow base, and they're bringing out three new shades for Halloween. So I don't know if these are limited edition or just new shades to the range, but they're saying, who's ready to receive a paint and brush for £18 in the spookiest shades you've ever seen? I'm sorry, but they're not that spooky. We've got the shade Flamin' Firecracker, which is a red. There's Nice and Saucy, which is a grey. And Sweet and Sour, which is a green.
I thought there was going to be something spookier. She already has black in her range. I thought she already had red. Maybe, I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's got green as well. It's probably a different green. But look, it's just new shades. We have seen the new palette from Terra Moons Cosmetics. This is the El Barrio palette. So it's a 9-pan palette. And it contains a duochrome, 3 metallics, a pressed pigment, and 4 mattes. So this is going to go up for pre-order on the 23rd of October. Pre-orders close on the 30th and the palette starts to ship out December 13th. It retails for $45 US, and this is the first palette from Terra Moons. They usually do individuals. They have some beautiful, like, translucent, multi-chrome type shades. And they've also done multi-chromes. But yeah, this is their first palette. And it's kind of like green, red, and blue.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah.
I like the greens. I think they're pretty. What are the reds like?
Yeah, they're nice green shades. The reds were nice. So I received this and I swatched it. And look, they all seem to swatch really nice. I haven't had chance to use it. I mean, I've had a chance to use it. I'm just not wearing makeup these days that much. So I pretty much only put it on when I film. But they seem to swatch really nicely. So there's there that.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very trendy colour story. I think a lot of people will be keen for that one. All right, last thing. So we've seen some new blushes from The Balm. So these are the It's a Date powder blushes. There's 3 shades, and they're now available on The Balm website for $17 US. So these blushes are supposed to have like skincare benefits in them. It's got organic jojoba oil, organic grape seed oil. They don't have any talc, synthetic binders, dimethicone, PTFE, and parabens. The packaging is also 100% recyclable, and you can pop the pans out. I like it when brands do that with packaging to make it recyclable, because a lot of people own so much makeup that it'd be nice that once you use it up, you can actually get rid of it effectively. The shades are quite nice. So the 3 shades are It's a Date, which is a really nice peachy orange shade. There's Big Date, which is a mauvey pink. And Third Date, which is a sort of pinky, warmer nude shade. That one looks like it's got some iridescence to it as well in the swatch.
Yeah, like a sheen to it.
Yeah, look, they're pretty shades. The Balm do some nice face powders. I think that's what they're probably best known for. So there's
yeah, more I like their blushes. They're really nice.
Yeah, and I've also found in the past a lot of their blushes were quite bold, whereas it's nice to see them go a little bit more muted in these three shades.
The time has come to dedicate this episode to a Beauty News VIP, and this week's VIP is Beauty by Anne Chris.
Yes, I thank you.
Beauty by Anne Chris may have a YouTube channel of her own. So
maybe related to beauty.
Oh, maybe. You don't say. Maybe.
Maybe.
So, Kat, tell us what our emoji is for the week.
Okay, it's going to be fireworks because two reasons. One, we've seen the MAC fireworks collection and it's appropriate. But also, let's try to pretend this episode is way more exciting than it actually is by going, fireworks! Yeah! Because it's a bit of a snooze fest. I'm sorry, guys.
Wow, that was a really, really bland... It is so not our fault. If you are upset with the bland-ass crap that's being released, go tell the brands because that was a fucking snooze fest.
Yeah, let us know in the comments what your favourite product of this week was, because I think for me it'd be the Chi Chi Super Nudes palette and the ColourPop taupe collection, but they're so boring.
mine is the Fenty lid.
just the lid. Yep.
The tip bark. That's a really, really fucking boring ass episode of boring ass shit.
Fireworks.
Woo, woo. All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed it regardless. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.